Ken Hines of Latham High Tech Seeds, once again, our host here at Farm Fest. It wasn't a gully washer.
But we did get some moisture down here.
About a tenth of an inch, maybe. So, yeah, they get and much needed moisture here.
Every place needs a little bit of moisture that I've driven through. Everybody, all the growers that had come through here just basically have been saying, hey, it'd really be nice to get an inch of rain.
Yeah, they're going to get close. So back home, I think we're going to do the same thing. Might rain heavy into the nighttime some places. So,
well, as long as that big white combine doesn't come through,
yeah,
we could use it.
Yep. So we'll keep our fingers crossed. So, all right. Well, Latham High Tech Seed has really established your footprint here in the last couple of years in the Red River Valley. And people, you're not quite a household name yet, but you're getting there.
You know, not yet. But, you know, our foothold is getting to be larger and larger in the valley. I've currently brought in about 17 dealers in the North Dakota, North Dakota, Minnesota border up and down the Red River Valley and throughout Minnesota up until that St. Cloud area. So we're getting quite a footprint up here now, and we're looking forward to growing even better here this year.
Yeah, and you are looking for a few more good men, just like the Marines and the Army, eh? Or women.
You're right. You know, and it's a thing, you know, where some of these families now are bringing their children into the farming operation, and we have quite a toolbox for you to bring them into maybe a seed dealership. And I'm looking for looking for representation in the Red River Valley, both the North Dakota and Minnesota side of the river. And it would be great if you just go to their webpage, www.lathamseeds.com, and take a look at what we really are. Or, you know, you might have a neighbor growing us right about now, because we've gotten quite a footprint out there with the different growers in different areas.
And as far as becoming a dealer, the retirement plan that you offer is you can sell seed for as long as you want, right?
Yeah, that is correct, Mick. You know, and it is substantial. I mean, you bring him or her, son and or daughter, into this business, it's, you know, you can make some pretty good money in a short amount of time. But, you know, there again, it's in sales, and it really can even implement your input costs if you're looking at it that way. So there's a lot of different revenues to take a look at with Latham. Mm-hmm. And like I said, we have a great toolbox of great products, diversified lineup, anywhere from the Liberty Link side into our lineup as Latham and into an extended Enlist products in the very near future.
A family-owned company, family-started.
Third-generation, family-owned. We're very much geographically situated here within the six states. All of our products are raised right here, specifically in the valley for the growers. We will see them in our test plots before you even see them in our product guide. Once you see them in the product guide, we know that in the area that we're in and what would the recommendations that we make field to field with the representatives that you need to talk to or find, it'll work for you. Put some profits in your pocket.
As long as we're talking about the history of the company and the family-owned company, the founder of Latham, who was it that his funeral was Tuesday?
Bill Latham.
Yeah.
He had passed after many years, very well known in the seed industry, soybean industry. We're going to miss him dearly. He had a lot of impact in our genetics, and we all will miss him.
Yeah. But again, there's a guy with vision. And now it's up to other people to carry on that vision.
Yep, as Chris and John Latham and Shannon are the owners right now in the company, and they're promised, you know, to everybody that they're bringing it into the fourth generation, which we love to hear because we want to maintain that family business throughout our six state area. And it's a great thing for the growers out there to have a family-owned business because of the different traits and all the companies that we can buy and get to benefit their gross margins in the end.
The pendulum is swinging, too, a little bit, isn't it? I mean, once upon a time, everybody was forming allegiances with the big guys, and now there are more allegiances formed with the local, you know, first of all, with your local seed dealer, but also with the family-owned companies.
You know, you're seeing the trend. It's all about service, you know, and not only service, it's a product. And they're starting to realize that they're just not a number out there with a family-owned company. They're feeling more at home. They want to deal with a family-owned company. You're starting to see it in a lot of different sectors of the economy, but the farming industry is leaning more towards a family-owned company.
as we get into start analyzing how the crops did this year, and then when the combines start rolling, guys are going to start thinking, well, how did this do? How do you know? You start comparing, and so next year we might have a little drier. We probably won't have as perfect of a. It's hard to imagine that weather any more perfect, except for the people that got hail. They would rather that didn't happen, but. So if we do enter a little drier pattern, what would you suggest for seed selection next year?
You know, we have a lot of genetics out there. We have a diverse lineup out there, you know, and it's one of those things that's a roll of dice no matter how you look at it. And we're trying to put the best plant on the best ground field by field. Get a hold of your representative. Have a good talk with them. Explain to them what your fields are really like. And as we all know, you can take a quarter piece of ground and one end could be totally different from the other end. So like I said, placement is a huge issue, and we have the genetics that we can place particularly in field by field for you guys out there.
All right. And again, get a great relationship with your local person, or if you want to be that local person.
Yes. If you, it would be great. You know, we're looking for representation. You can go to www.lathamseeds.com. They'll give you the 800 number to call down there, or you can get a hold of me at kenh@lathamseeds.com. And or you can call me at 701-541-2800.
All right. And on Wednesdays on the website, what happens there?
Wednesdays on the website, the fieldposition.com gets updated every Wednesday. What that is, all the agronomic information that you see through our six-state area, all the crop reports from all the RSMs that we're seeing out there, you get to see what our blueprint really looks like on that webpage.
All right. Well, I'm going to start doing it, although I don't have crops in the ground or in the field. I'm going to start looking at that.
It's very interesting reading. It really is. And Shannon has really done a great blog and some of the family recipes that they share on that page also.
Okay.
it's quite interesting to start seeing some of the recipes. And we're getting quite a few comments from the ladies. That is a favorite place to meet.
All right. And so it's a page on the LathamSeeds.com website?
Actually, the fieldposition.com.
All right. Fieldposition.com. Appreciate your weekly agronomic updates, and appreciate you having us here in your booth at FarmFest.
And thank you. It's been a pleasure, and it's been a successful 3 days for us. So
all right. Well,
looking forward again next year.
Excellent. Thank you. And because whether it's hot or cold or rainy, it's kind of comfy in the tent here.
It has been. You know, we got a little breeze going through here, but last year it was really hot in this tent last year.
All right. Well, whatever the weather, we'll tough it out with you next year, Ken.
Good. Great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mick.
Ken Hines of Latham High Tech Seeds.